Hello, what's up, and welcome. This is Side Hustle School. I'm your host, Chris Guillebeau. And yesterday, I told you a little bit about the new show. A side hustle is an income-generating project that you start without quitting your job. It's all about creating security, confidence, a backup plan, as well as extra cash, which is pretty nice. So every single day, there'll be a new episode with a story of someone who started a hustle. You'll learn how they did it and how you can begin to apply this lesson to your own plans. If you make this part of your routine, I will commit to doing everything I can to help. We're going to jump right in today with a story of how a British man with an obscure hobby ended up building a completely passive income hustle that now earns $700 a month without him doing anything for it at all. Max Robinson has a day job as the owner of a construction company in Scotland. He enjoys his work and it keeps him pretty busy, so he doesn't have a ton of free time. But like most of us, he has a hobby. Max's hobby, or at least one of them, is aquariums, also known as fish tanks. To be clear, he's more interested in the fish themselves, but if you're going to keep fish on display in your home, you probably need to know a little bit about tanks. So one day, using the skills he'd acquired through managing the construction company, he built a very simple website called fishtankbank.com. And on this website, he published how-to articles and product reviews. All of the product reviews linked to Amazon.com, where he'd earn a commission if people click through and then made a purchase. Now, the funny thing is, he set this website up and then completely forgot about it. His day job got busy with a new project, and he just started doing other stuff. It wasn't until a few weeks later, when he received a check from Amazon in the mail, that he remembered the site. Now, that first check was for $200. Remember, Max is in Scotland, so most of his business work was in British pounds, so he wasn't even sure how much $200 was worth to him. And the very first thing he did was figure out, okay, how much is that, using Google, and then he used that money to take his partner to a nice dinner. At first, she didn't believe the money was real. She thought maybe Amazon sent him a gift certificate or something, but it was actual real money. And then, of course, he thought more about that little website he had made in a weekend. He went back to it and wrote more reviews, updated the pages, and filled out the content a bit more. Within a few months, he was regularly earning an average of $700 each month without adding anything else to the site or otherwise doing anything at all. It truly is a set it and forget about it hustle where the money arrives even as he's moved on to other things. It's not an enormous amount of money, but it's allowed him to take two extra vacations a year. And speaking of that check, Amazon has an option for direct deposit, but Max chose to keep getting the physical check sent in the mail. For him, there was something motivating about seeing it in his mailbox, seeing that money that he hadn't done anything to earn over the previous month. It just showed up. Now, this magic money in the mailbox might not last forever, but it's been going for 2 years so far. And the reality is, even if it stopped tomorrow, what he's received so far has been fantastic. It's led him to think, okay, what else can I do? What's next? What will my next hustle be? So let's say you're going to start a similar project. It probably wouldn't be a good idea to choose something that you have no idea about. Even though it's a very simple site, Max's fishtankbait.com clearly shows that the person writing about it knows what he's talking about, and he also cares about the subject. On his frequently asked questions about guppies page, for example, he says that guppies are criminally misunderstood in the world of fish. He goes on to say that he wants them to get the respect they deserve. So personally, I'm not really into fish. I don't know a lot about them, but just reading that was interesting because you can tell that he's put some real effort and heart into it. And second, the specificity of this topic is important. There's not a ton of competition out there for fish tank reviews, but there are a lot of people who buy fish tanks. And when you buy a fish tank, you need to know which one is best, what other products you need to buy for it. And that's why this has worked out so well. The next time you need a fish tank, you know where to go. And perhaps more relevant, as we undertake this journey together, a new story every day, think about what kind of topic you could be an expert in. Wouldn't it be great to get magic money in the mailbox coming in every month? Well, it may not happen exactly like that for you, but if you listen to these stories and begin applying them to your own hustle, you will see results over time. Inspiration is good, but inspiration combined with action is much better. This will be a year-long theme that we explore every day in different ways. And by the way, if you're just starting this journey, be sure you're subscribed to the show. When you do that in iTunes, you'll automatically get each new episode downloaded to your phone or other device. Every episode is short and actionable, and they'll help you create your own hustle. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. I'll be back tomorrow morning and every day after that with another story. I'm Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.